Hi guys, this is one of our stories for our patrons on Patreon. But I thought that there's so much going on in the world right now that it was important to share this story with all of you. It's called When the Elephants Fight, It's the Grass That Suffers. Two enormous elephants, Nelly and Bigfoot, were the biggest and strongest creatures in the land. One bright morning, they were strolling together. They were on their way to their favorite mango tree. As they reached the magnificent tree, they gazed up and saw a ripe, juicy mango hanging from a high branch. It was the most tantalizing mango they had ever seen, and their mouths watered at the sight of it. Nelly, being the older and more experienced of the two, said, "I think I should have the mango. I've seen many seasons and know the ways of the jungle better." Bigfoot, not one to back down, replied, "But I'm strong too, and I can reach it just as easily. I deserve that mango just as much as you do. Don't be ridiculous, you little pipsqueak."
"I beg your pardon."
Their voices grew louder and louder as they argued. Their argument was like thunder. Trees trembled. Birds fluttered away in panic. And the smaller animals found themselves scurrying for shelter. Twizzle, the tiny turtle, watched from her hiding place beneath a large leaf, and her little heart filled with worry. She thought of the African proverb, "When elephants fight, it is the grass that suffers," and she understood that it meant when powerful creatures argue, it's the weaker ones who suffer the most. Twizzle knew she couldn't sit by any longer. With a deep breath to steady her nerves, she made her way towards the towering elephants, her small voice trembling but determined.
"Excuse me," she called out,
but the elephants were making far too much noise to hear her. She saw all the damage that the elephants were causing, and she knew she needed to act fast. As quickly as she could, she ran to get help. She saw a little meerkat peeping out of its hole. "Quick, quick," she cried. "Tell every creature you know, come and help. We need to stop the elephants from doing more damage." And off the meerkat went. It told the same message to the mice, who told the hedgehogs, who told the squirrels, and so on. Soon all the little animals surrounded the battling elephants. Twizzle counted to three.
"One, two, three."
And together they all said,
Excuse me!
The elephants stopped at once and looked around in astonishment.
"Excuse me, Nelly and Bigfoot," said Twizzle. "Do you see what's happening around you? Your argument is causing a lot of trouble. When you elephants fight, we all suffer. You destroy everything around you. Just look how all the grass is trampled and all the bushes and trees and every animal and plant in the land."
Nelly and Bigfoot, stunned by the tiny turtle's courage, looked around at all the damage they'd done and hung their heads in shame. Twizzle continued,
"We all live here together and we need to look out for one another. Fighting over a mango isn't worth all this trouble."
With sadness in their eyes, Nelly and Bigfoot nodded in agreement. They knew they had let their disagreement get out of hand, and they were causing harm to their home. Nelly spoke up,
"You're right, Twizzle. We shouldn't have let things get this far. We're friends, and friends don't hurt each other."
Bigfoot added,
"I'm sorry, Nelly. I'm sorry, Twizzle. And to all our friends, we need to make things right."
The other animals who had been watching from a distance breathed a sigh of relief. Working together, they all set about repairing the damage. Nelly and Bigfoot, with their powerful trunks, lifted the fallen branches. The birds chirped cheerfully as they worked to fix their nests, and the plants began to bloom again. From that day on, the land was a place of peace and friendship, where the animals, big and small, lived together and looked out for each other. And they all knew that when elephants fight, it is the grass and all the creatures that suffer. But they also knew that it was up to them to make sure it didn't happen again. Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.